Kelvington Wadena. Increased funding to rural healthcare, training, more money for infrastructure and incentives to boost the economy were highlights of this year's provincial budget for MLA Hugh Nerline. Nerline represents Kelvington Wadena, which includes Kelvington, Wadena, Porcupine Plain and Archerwell. The MLA saw rural healthcare was a key component to the provincial budget. The 2023-24 budget provides $98.8 million for the Health Human Resources Action Plan to recruit, train, incentivize and retain doctors, nurses, and other professionals. Community-based incentive programs are designed to help rural communities attract and retain these professionals, Nerline said. There is also funding for additional training seats at our universities and colleges, as well as funding for internationally trained professionals to get Saskatchewan credentials approved. Nerline said of particular note for those waiting for hip and knee surgeries, we are planning to increase the number of surgeries to 103,000. There is also additional funding for rural ambulance services. We are aggressively recruiting and would encourage anyone interested to look at saskhealthauthority.ca/careers-volunteering/careers or saskjobs.ca. Nerline Siad, in the last 2 years the province have completed work on Highway 38 from Kelvington to Perigord, Highway 349 from St. Front to Nicam, a number of turning lanes, bridges and culverts and safety projects across the constituency. This year, Highway 23 from Porcupine Plain to Carrigana will be completed as well as significant maintenance from Tisdale to Elfrose and east of Wadena. Also, significant work continues around Yorkton to support the increased traffic due to expansion of grain handling facilities. We are also working closely with BHP to ensure traffic patterns are updated constantly to address their unique requirements in the area. There are numerous projects in municipalities as well as more bridge and culvert replacements that continue throughout the region, he said. On the economy, the MLA said investment in international trade offices is helping local producers get product to new markets. International exports increased from $37 billion to $52.4 billion in 2022. The Saskatchewan Mineral Exploration Tax Credit increase from 10% to 30% is creating a lot of excitement in the mineral exploration industry, he said. We are seeing activity around many communities in small-scale potash, precious metals, copper, lithium and others. We have identified that Saskatchewan has 23 of 31 precious metals that are the future of high-tech industry over and above our global leadership in uranium, potash and oil and gas, Nerline said, adding that this makes Saskatchewan well-positioned for extraordinary growth. The MLA said his priorities have always been highways, connectivity, healthcare and education and will continue to be the same. He also is involved in a number of broader human service issues and economy issues. Nerline said is excited about working with Métis and First Nations on opportunities in his constituency. Nerline said to watch closely as businesses in the area are expanding rapidly and skilled trades and professionals are in very high demand. We are working very hard on many initiatives to find, train and credential a superior workforce in Saskatchewan. Additionally, municipal projects based on ICIP, Investing in Canada Infrastructure Program, and other funding partnerships will continue to increase the quality of the infrastructure in our municipalities.